Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Good morning, my friends. What do you do if someone copies your idea? You came up with some really clever, smart idea, and now all of a sudden some jerk is copying it! How dare they? It's my idea, isn't it? Is it really? Honestly, if someone copies my idea, I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm a networker, so if people want to do more good networking, that's great for me. I want to meet them, I want to network them, I want to share this idea. And to put credit where credit's due, I'm stealing the idea for this podcast from Elizabeth Pamplone's podcast, where she talks about what to do if someone steals your idea. Ideas are not actually that important. They're not that big a deal. How many times have you looked at a product in the market and said, I thought of that. I came up with that years ago. Nobody cares, because coming up with ideas is easy. Executing on ideas is hard. Figuring out what needs to be done, getting the money together, getting the resources together, the connections, the manufacturing, the production, all that. That's what's difficult. And no idea is original. Let me repeat that. No idea is original. And even if the idea is completely original, it's still not yours. It came from the universe. It came from God to be shared with the world through you. So if you come up with an idea and it helps the world, great. And if other people copy it and that helps the world more, great. Now, if someone's copying your actual work, they're stealing the text off your website, they're stealing your material and reselling it, yeah, that's when you gotta get an attorney. But if they just take your idea, you know, if you decide I'm gonna start my own podcast and I'm gonna put some music under it and I'll share some motivational, inspirational, interesting messages, all right. Cool. Let me know. I want to subscribe. That's why I started this podcast in the first place, was so I could have this and listen to it. I'd love to listen to someone else doing this. I don't worry about people stealing my ideas. I can always come up with more. It's not like I'm going to come up with one amazing idea and that's the end of the story. I come up with ideas all the time. And most of them are garbage. Your ideas are probably the same. Come up with lots of them. Only some of them actually work. So if someone's stealing your idea and running with it, that's a compliment. That means they're looking at your idea and they're saying, that idea is so good, I want it. You can be complimented by it. You can also learn from it. They're taking your idea and they're executing it in a different way. Take a look and see what's working. If they're a good, honest person of integrity, you can probably actually talk to them and not necessarily collaborate because you're probably going to have the same clients, but at least share, hey, what's worked for you? What hasn't worked for you? The world's a big place. Unless you're, you know, Microsoft or Amazon, there's plenty of room for everybody. The total addressable market is millions or billions of people. How many people can you actually help with your execution? So if someone steals your idea, that's great. Good for you. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.